Hey everyone, we're back again for this week's Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach, Spiritual Activist, and your host for this show. We do these every Friday. I hope you'll subscribe. You can find out more at beingfreenow.com. This week's show is about changing the story. We all have our history of ups and downs, and along with that, a story we tell ourselves or that we've come to believe is what and who we are. Because of that, we may have certain expectations about what our story will look like going forward. As we all probably know, we get pretty hung up when we focus on our past too much or are getting ahead of ourselves, especially with fear or doubt writing our future story. It's really so helpful to stay in the now with things, to be present in this moment, and then to be prepared to change the story so that we can truly discover the life that's divine, purposeful, fruitful, and satisfying. Gauging tomorrow by yesterday or our perception of yesterday is so limiting. Likewise, looking back with either regret or longing is equally unfruitful. We have an opportunity in this moment to do something really exciting, I think, and something that's not a personal burden or even a willful exercise. We have this precious moment to wipe that slate clean and fresh and prepare ourselves for a new story. Think of each day as a clean page in the book of your life. The story doesn't have to go along like it has been or like you might think it must go on based on the pages that we thought were written before. Your story is better than that. It's more divine than that. It can take any number of delightful turns and surprises going forward. The character you think is you can change and grow and become more genuinely free, successful, powerful, and happy. What it takes isn't some extraordinary circumstance thrown onto that page. It takes a change of thought. First off, it may start with asking yourself some questions. For example, what about my story thus far has felt limiting? What comes up is an ongoing challenge to my enjoying life or being open to and receptive of greater and more satisfying possibilities? What excuses maybe am I making for not changing things and going forward? And why am I making those excuses? Say, for example, we feel we've made a lot of mistakes in relationships. We feel like we don't stand a chance at loving companionship because it seems we just can't make things work. Either we've been hurt by others or we feel we just aren't worthy or that we seem to be attracted to all the wrong people and we're just doomed to that cycle in our life. It's just time to close that door. And yet we're really not comfortable about that. We feel sad about it. It feels like there is a loss. Change the story. First off, change the history. So I know what you're saying. I can't go back and revise my history. And you're saying you, yourself, Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, just said don't look back at your life. Stay in the moment. Go forward. Yes, yes, you are right. But this is a different suggestion. It's to change the story you tell yourself about your past. It's to take what seems to have gone on before and look at it in a different way, in a different light. There's no one way to do this. But it is changing the perspective. So instead of regret and limit, we may think in terms of experience or wisdom. We can look at our many relationships, perhaps, and see the good that we brought to them and took from them. We can recognize that experiencing and practicing love, even in the wrong places, is not a waste. For love is God. It is good. And it isn't just about what we receive back. It's the fact of giving it. It's putting this great quality, our loving heart, to good use. It's the acceptance of the presence of love in us. No, we might not have made perfect human choices, but we can bless our experiences, maybe. It's teaching us better how to love and be loved. So that's one way to change the story we tell ourselves. One of the main ways in almost every situation that seems to want to limit our going forward is to change the story that says we aren't good enough. That story goes against everything that is true. It simply lies about you over and over again. And repeatedly accepting that story makes for a less joyful life, but it never does change the facts about you. God did not make you unworthy or unlovable, less than, not good enough, a mistake, imperfect. God did not make a victim. Neither did he make someone just too bad to deserve good. That's just crap. I'm sorry. So we change the story today by refusing to continue to believe the lies that the devilish ego wants to tell us, and to instead believe eagerly and without argument, if you can, and you should, to believe the truth about you that honors God in the process. When we do this, we become true to ourselves and can start really living in accord with that, which is to say, really living healthier and happier. I know it doesn't seem that easy, but in a way it is. It's a choice. Do I decide to keep going along and living lousy and small because of a story I've been telling myself, or even that the world may seem to be telling me, or do I decide to change the story to truth, one starting with the real character of me, the one God made, and for whom he designed a stellar life, one which we are all absolutely deserving of and ready for, one made just for us. So back to the relationship story as our example. Today, we can celebrate the fact that we are skilled at loving and that we have more wisdom than before in going forward, maybe more compassion, more understanding. We're discerning. We know better how to care and to be cared for. We know what matters. And we know that love isn't something we're looking for. It's something we already have as God's beloved. This is the you that walks forward into the story, the one whose pages are blank and on which God is able to write a life that is up to his standards for you. Today, we can refuse to continue believing the old story about ourselves. Poor, a failure, having limited talents or assets or worth, old, jaded, unteachable, unreachable, stuck, vulnerable, unsteady, abnormal. And instead, we can choose to begin a new story, one that starts with expectation and openness, a sense of self-awareness based on what God says about us. We don't even have to know what that new story looks like. But if we are tempted to read ahead, here's a little tip. Think big. Picture the best case rather than fearing the worst. And then know that God's best case is better than what you can imagine. So prepare, if you can, prepare to be surprised. Take advantage of this moment. Try it. Wake to the day and say to this day, what do you have for me? I'm ready. I'm new to this moment, and you are. And absolutely anything is possible, and it is. Show me today, this day, who I really am. Wash me clean of the limiting dirt, the lies I tell myself, and let me be open to the new, the inviting, the exciting, the possible. You can change the story, change your thought, and see where that takes you. And don't get ahead of yourself. Linger for a moment on that clean page and relish it. Relish the freedom that gives you. Be receptive. Be loving towards yourself. Be creative. And let me know what you discover, or if you need any help in getting that new story off the ground. Again, you can find me at beingfreenow.com. You can write to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. There's really so much more to talk about on this topic. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing more about it. And if you missed any other episodes, I have one where I talk about being the hero of your own story, which is very related to this. Check that out if you missed it. And I will have more thoughts coming along next week. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening.